November 28, 1923. Louisa is the little newborn of the divine will, and the divine will wants to be everything for her: life, food, garment, and cross, just as infinite was the cross of Jesus, which gave him death for each act of the will of the creatures opposite to the divine. I felt always submerged in the holy will of my Jesus, and I seemed to see my little soul like a newborn baby whom blessed Jesus raised in his arms through the breath of his will, with such jealousy as to want her to look at nothing, hear nothing, touch nothing. And so that nothing might distract her, he kept her enchanted with the sweet enchantment of his teachings on his most holy will. And the little newborn was raised and nourished with the breath of the will of her Jesus. And not only this, but he covered me with many little crosses of light, in such a way that I, in looking at myself, could see a cross of light impressed in every part of me. And Jesus amused himself, now in multiplying these crosses, now in wanting me to keep my gaze fixed on him in order to count all his words, which serve me as food and means to grow. Then, afterwards, my Jesus told me, "My little daughter, my newborn of the divine will, my will conceived you, made you be born, and now raises you with all its love. Don't you see with how much love I hold you in my arms, allowing you to take no food other than the breath of my will? It is the most beautiful, the most dear, the most precious thing which has been delivered in creation until now, the newborn of my will. Therefore, I will keep you with such jealousy as to let no one touch my newborn. My will be everything for you. It will be your life, food, garment, clothing, and cross, because being the greatest thing, it would be unbefitting for your Jesus to mix it with other things which are not a birth from our will. Therefore, forget about everything, so that no waters may surround you, inside and out, other than the immense sea of the eternal will. I want in you the honor, the nobility, the decorum, of the true newborn daughter of my will." On hearing this, instead of rejoicing, I felt like dying of confusion, and I only had the courage to say, "Jesus, my love, I am little, it is true. I myself see it. But I am also a little bad. Yet, you are saying all this? How can it be? Do you perhaps want to make fun of me? I know that many make you cry, and so, to move away from your crying, you want to amuse yourself with me by making these jokes. And even though I feel the confusion of your jokes, do them anyway, and let them be the joke of your will." And Jesus, pressing me more tightly to himself, continued, "No, no, your Jesus is not making fun of you. I amuse myself, yes. And the sure sign that what I tell you is true is the crosses of light with which my will marked you. Know, my daughter, that the largest, the longest cross, which never left me, was the divine will for my humanity. Even more, every act of the human will opposite to the divine, was a distinct cross which the supreme will impressed into the most intimate part of my humanity. In fact, when the human will moves from earth in order to act, the divine moves from heaven in order to meet the human will and to form one single act together with its own, to make torrents of graces, of light and of sanctity flow in that act. And by not receiving the encounter with the divine, it is as if the human will put itself at war against its creator, rejecting into the celestial regions the good, the light and the sanctity which were about to be poured upon it. So, the supreme will, offended, wanted to be repaid by me, and every act of the human wills, it inflicted a cross upon me. And even though I received, together with the cross, all the good which had been rejected by them, in order to keep it deposited in me for the time when the creature would be disposed to receive the encounter with the divine will in her acts, in spite of all this, I could not be exempted from feeling the intense pain of so many crosses. Look at me. In my interior, how many billions of crosses my humanity contained. Therefore, the crosses of my will were incalculable. Its pain was infinite, and I moaned under the weight of an infinite pain. This infinite pain had such power as to give me death in every instant, and to give me a cross for each act of the human will opposite to the divine. The cross of my will is not made of wood, which makes one feel only its weight and pain. Rather, it is a cross of light and of fire, which burns and consumes, and imprints itself in such a way as to form one single thing with nature itself. If I wanted to tell you about the cross which my divine will gave me, I should braid all the acts of the creatures, make them present to you, and let you find out for yourself how the divine will, demanding fair satisfaction, inflicted on me cross upon cross. Was it perhaps not a human will to offend the divine and to break up with it? So now, a divine will had to crucify and grieve my human nature and will. All the rest of man can be called superficial. The source, the root, the substance of either evil or good is in the depth of his will. Therefore, only the divine will could make me expiate the evil of so many human wills. This is why I want you all in my will, to make known what this divine will has done, what it made me suffer, and what it wants to do. And this is why you are marked with many crosses of light, because your cross has been my will, which has changed everything into light to dispose you to be the true newborn of my will, to whom I will entrust the secrets, the joys and the pains of it as to a faithful daughter, who, uniting to my acts, may open the heavens to make it descend upon earth, and to make it known, received and loved.